in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli forces ordering the evacuation of an area of Gaza that includes a makeshift tent city where thousands of refugees have gathered. Israeli forces say that rocket attacks have originated in the area. Fire crews in California are still working to get a handle on the Park Fire, which has now grown to more than 300,000 acres. The fire burning north of Chico. Anthony Murillo is a fire apparatus engineer working the fire line.
There's a lot of changing conditions. You're having to learn how to adapt and overcome, but that's something, again, that we have been trained to do and learn how to handle at a moment's notice.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an emergency declaration for several counties. After Friday's opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics, competitions resuming on another wet and cloudy day in Paris, the rain forcing the postponement of the men's street skateboarding event. This is ABC News. The 76-year-old co-founder of the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico making his first appearance in a U.S. court on Friday after being arrested in Texas on Thursday, ABC's Alex Stone reports.
In his first ever appearance inside of a U.S. courtroom, 76-year-old Ismael Zimbada, known as El Mayo, required the use of a wheelchair and spoke a total of 22 words. The judge overseeing the case read the notorious drug trafficker his rights and the 12 charges he faces as part of a 2012 federal indictment against him. Zimbada made no statements other than responding, yes, no, and I understand. As a judge questioned him, Zimbada entered a plea of not guilty to charges out of Texas. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Which state in the nation has the worst road rage problem? A survey of data by Forbes Advisor finding California the worst when it comes to road rage, as the publication looked at incidents and the percentages of drivers who have had an incident. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM. Meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for mostly sunny skies, though it will appear hazy due to high-level wildfire smoke from the Pacific Northwest. Humid today, a high of 86. For tonight, partly cloudy and humid, maybe some showers after midnight, 64. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered throughout our area, high of 82. Partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms Sunday night, 66. Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, muggy, 85.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
nation, you're my solid ground. In times like these, love will pull us through. Baby, I know I can depend on you. We can read about the latest in the fashion magazines, but that don't change the fact that we got patches on our jeans. Everybody's needing money, even a preacher's preaching on TV. I thank the good Lord I've got you in times like these.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. The rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north.
Hey, good morning, kids. We're going way up north with Johnny Horton. North to Alaska, 63 degrees for your Saturday morning wake-up. Adam Hess with you. It is now 5:10 as we bring on the great Tom T. Hall and the Battle of $40.
The man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die. He lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs. It took us 7 hours, and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, well, I get spooked. So I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass. Well, here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. That must belong to his great uncle. Someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, I'll mosey down and look it over, that won't do no harm. Well, that must be the widow in the car, and would you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress, you know some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they say that his truck is up for sale. They say you took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military taps? I think that when you're in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. Well, here I am and there they go, and I guess you'd just call it my bad luck. I hope he rests in peace, but trouble is the fella owes me $40.
She's a broken lady. Wait. Like a potter would mend a broken vase. A broken lady waiting to be mended, and have what's left of the pieces put back in place.
Around a man she would have died for, taking care to take care of all he needed. But the lady's fortress slowly turned into a prison, and the warning signs he gave she never heeded. She vowed every morning that what God joined together, no one ever in the world could put apart. Then the walls came tumbling to the ground, and her world came crashing down around her heart. Now she's a broken lady, waiting to be mended like a mended,
and half what's left of the pieces put back in place.
Twin Spin.
Two in a row.
Twin Spin on WRCO-FM.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about somebody else's name, so if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game, a brand new game.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to everyone. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. With the help of Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic is dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Egg was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
The Boscobel Antique Club presents the 11th annual Smoke in the Valley Dirt Pole, Saturday, July 27th at 6 p.m. The Boscobel Antique Grounds is located off Highway 133 on Chestnut Street. The show features the Southwest Polars, food stand, and beer tent on the grounds. No carry-ins, please. Gate fee is $10. Under 10 is free. Major sponsors include Bumper to Bumper, Old 61 Diner, Braze Trucking, Hillsborough Equipment, and Rolling Thunder Party Bus. Boscobel for Smoke in the Valley, Saturday, July 27th at the Boscobel Antique Club Grounds.
With a look at sports for your Saturday on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It was a Friday night home Camlet League baseball matchup last night. Casanova hosted Sauk Prairie. With more on the game, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
The Sauk Twins picked up a 6-0 victory over the Casanova Reds in night league. Home Talent Baseball played Friday night in Casanova. It was a really good ball game, scoreless until the fifth inning. That's when the Twins scored four times, and the big blow was Leo Joyce's 3-RBI double, which got the Twins going. They would add two more in the seventh inning when Sam Koenig cranked a 2-run home run, and the Twins went on for the victory. The starting pitcher for Sauk went the distance, Austin Pagel. He gets a no-hitter against the Casanova Reds. He struck out 10 and walked 7. There was some good defense behind him for the likes of shortstop Chucky Shara and third baseman Sam Koenig. And Ben Leniers, the left fielder, trapped a ball. It looked like a base hit for Colton Greenwood, but the runner going from first to second for the Reds had to hold to see whether it was going to be caught or not. And that runner was thrown out at second base, so that erased a hit there. And Greenwood was held to a fielder's choice. So a no-hitter for Pagel as he goes all seven innings tonight. Isaac Jennings went 5 innings for Casanova. He gives up 5 hits, strikes out 4, and walks 4. And Aaron Hipsch on the evening strikes out 3, walks 1, and gives up 2 base hits in relief. The line score from Casanova, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Sauk, and 9 left aboard. For the Cas Reds, no runs, no hits, 3 errors, and 8 left aboard. Once again, the final score in Night League Home Talent Baseball, the Sauk Twins, 6, the Cas Reds, nothing. Reporting for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. A person familiar with the situation says the Green Bay Packer quarterback Jordan Love has agreed to terms on a 4-year contract extension worth $220 million. Now, the person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity because the deal has not been officially announced. Love's new deal includes a record $75 million guaranteed signing bonus and another $155 million in guaranteed money. The new deal comes after Love led the NFL's youngest team to a 10-9 record and a playoff run last season in his first year as a starter while stepping up to the challenge of replacing 4-time MVP Aaron Rodgers. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
If you got a Cadillac, boy, and a 40-room shack, boy, a bucket full of money, and a tree full of honey, but if you get no hooking, no smooching or mugging, well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you're riding on a gravy train, instead of walking down Lover's Lane, you can't make it, boy. You're going the wrong way, boy. call you a big man, 'cause you got a lot of bottom land. If you kin to the president and you help run the government, but if you get no attention, you're better off on a pension. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. Smoking them four-bit cigars, you ain't so well to do unless you get a little coochie-coo. It takes a little bit of smacking, or your life is a lacking. Well, if you ain't loving, well, brother, then you ain't living.
That's the great Farron Young for your weekend. Wake up. If you ain't loving, you ain't living. 527. We're at 63 degrees. Looking for a high today near 86 with humidity building back in for your Saturday. Here's Waylon.
The song I wrote on a plane between Dallas and Austin. Going to El Paso. Whoops. Now this is what gave us the idea to come down here. This is a song about a guy that probably did as much for our kind of music as anybody. Well, the honky-tonks in Texas were my natural second home. Where you tip your hat to the ladies and the rose of San Antonio. I grew up on music that we call Western Swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. Lord, I can still remember things were back then. In spite of all the hard times, I'd live it all again. Hear the Texas Playboys and Tommy Duncan sing. Makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still the king. It's the home of country music, on that we all agree. But when you cross that old Red River horse, that just don't mean a thing. But once you're down in Texas, Bob Wills is still the king. Can't live in Texas unless you got a lot of soul. It's the home of Willie Nelson, the home of Western Swing. He'll be the first to tell you Bob Wills is still.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask
ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will, some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will, every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the floor. first day that she planted it was just a twig.
100.9.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
WRCO Radio will again be hosting a Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Radio Auction Monday through Friday, July 29th through August 2nd. Listen and watch for more details on WRCO and on our social media sites about the items that will be for sale and the schedule. All proceeds go to Grace. This year's Walk with Grace will be held Friday night, August 9th. This is Phil Nee, and on behalf of our WRCO staff and the Grace volunteers, we invite you to be a part of the radio auction between 10 and noon starting Monday, July 29th on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, the Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO is once again proud to host the Walk with Grace radio auction. We will hold it on air July 29th through August 2nd from 10 a.m. to 12 noon each day with two bidding windows each hour. We have outstanding items lined up once again for you to bid on. Each day, Phil Nee will talk about the items as he opens the bidding window. However, if you follow WRCO Radio on Facebook, you will have access to an items list a full 10 minutes before each bidding session is opened by Phil. Stop by Facebook today to view our list of fabulous donation partners.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down.
nobody doing like King George. George Strait for your Saturday morning weekend wake up.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. Reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Wild geese over the water, heading north and home again. Bringing a warm wind from the south, bringing the first taste of the spring. His mother took him to her breast, softly she did sing. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother. In the wild Montana skies. His mother died that summer, and he never learned to cry. He never knew his father, and he never did ask why. And he never knew the answers that would make an easy way. But he learned to know the wilderness and to be a man that way. His mother's brother took him into his family and his home. Gave him a hand that he could lean on and the strength to call his own. And he learned to be a farmer, and he learned to love the land. And he learned to read the seasons, and he learned to make a stand. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire.
heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. On the eve of his 21st birthday, he set out on his own. He was 30 years in running, but he found his way back home. Riding a storm across the mountains and an aching in his heart. Said he came to turn the pages and make a brand new start. Now I never told the story of the time that he was gone. Some say he was a lawyer, some say he was a John. There was something in the city that he said he couldn't breathe. There was something in the country that he said he couldn't leave. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana sky. Some say he was crazy, some are glad he's gone. Some of us will miss him, we'll try to carry on. Giving a voice to the forest, giving a voice to the dawn. Giving a voice to the wilderness in the land that he lived on. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother.
Meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for mostly sunny conditions today. It is going to appear hazy due to high-level wildfire smoke, largely from the Pacific Northwest. Humidity moves back in, a high of 86. For tonight, partly cloudy and humid. After midnight, a slight chance of showers, 64. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered throughout our area, a high of 82. 66 Sunday night, partly cloudy, humid, maybe some showers and thunderstorms. And Monday, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, showers and thunderstorms possible again, with a high of 85.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same.
hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da. Closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's alright now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Boscobel Antique Club presents the 11th annual Smoke in the Valley Dirt Pole, Saturday, July 27th at 6 p.m. The Boscobel Antique Grounds is located off Highway 133 on Chestnut Street. The show features the Southwest Polars, food stand, and beer tent on the grounds. No carry-ins, please. Gate fee is $10. Under 10 is free. Major sponsors include Bumper to Bumper, Old 61 Diner, Phrase Trucking, Hillsboro Equipment, and Rolling Thunder Party Bus. Boscobel for Smoke in the Valley, Saturday, July 27th at the Boscobel Antique Club Grounds.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybean and corn futures took a risk-off approach to the end of the week. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield the losses in corn and soybeans on Friday were due to a slight change in the weather outlook.
While the early week trade, we did have a risk-on discussion. Dryness in the western corn belt was expanding in those few days of the start of the week here, and therefore we had an argument of below trend yields for corn and soybeans. Now we have maybe a slightly changed scenario. Certainly at this end of the week discussion, with this change in the forecast for parts of Ohio, parts of Iowa, Minnesota, parts of the Dakotas, maybe there is now a lessened viewpoint as far as this below trend discussion and therefore the need for higher prices.
Still, Nelson says one session does not exactly mean the trade has made up their minds.
There's still a lot of play. This market is not firm yet in its beliefs on yields and things like that. And even just a 2% yield hit off of corn and soybeans can have a moderate rebound in pricing. You know, a 2% hit on corn, that's going to get you in that 450 to 470 range. 2% hit on soybeans, you're probably talking that 1110 to 1130 range for November contracts. So there still is potential for movements ahead. But for right now, we're ending the week certainly on a down note here.
And as far as price action, if that were to happen, Nelson says,
no, on the corn side, you can have a much wider discussion. If you widen that to 5%, and the past 5 years have seen some 2 to 5% yield hits off of trend. So if we widen to 5%, you can argue these numbers on the corn side maybe into that $4.80 to $5 range. So that would certainly be a discussion for much higher pricing. For soybeans, and this does question, we have to balance this with our concerns about new crop exports. But with soybeans, a 5% hit with no real change on the export side, that can open things up probably into that 1240 to 1260 range. So there is certainly potential for movements, which is still ahead here.
Nelson says there is a chance the USDA could make some minor adjustments to acreage and yield numbers in the USDA's next round of production estimates, which is due out on Monday, August 12th. But any major revisions would likely wait until later on this growing season. And now for more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was light to moderate direct cash cattle trade activity that took place Friday. Northern dress deals were at $312. That's $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Southern live business was at $190. That was also about $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture has a quick look at what happened this week in Missouri sale barns.
Some pretty impressive sales early this week. They had a pretty good-sized gooseneck load of 519-pound steers, brought 348, the average for those light five weights in the state this week at 330. A full load of 672-pound steers brought 314 and a quarter. And then we had two loads of 734-pound steers that sold at 298 and a quarter, and the average on those light seven-weight steers statewide at 284. And then up at Unionville, we had five loads of heavy eight-weight steers from that reputation feeder that has some about every month up there. And he sold those five loads that range from 866 to 891. They brought from 266.75 to 270.50. And then on the heifer side, something we don't see very often, especially this time of year, we saw almost a full load of featherweight heifer.